It was. Didn't do much. Just kind of was around here, and so it was a good week.
When you took a look at how you played, how the teams played, and everything, was that part of your process when you set up your bye week? Take a look at things and what you might be able to do differently.
Yeah, that's kind of part of what we did when we came in here. Kind of looked at what we've done. Again, the positives, the negatives, things that we could do better, things that we're doing well. And so, I think that's a lot of the time with the bye week is kind of like a self-scout week and see what you're doing.
Is there any lingering pain from the ankle last week?
No, I'm good.
Were you pretty sore for a few days after that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, as anybody would be, but I'm good.
You have a lot of rookies this year who have never played in a Steelers-Bengals game. Do veterans talk to them about the rivalry, and if so, what do you guys tell them?
I feel like the city and everybody puts a lot more into it than what it is. It's another game. It's a division game. It counts just the same. And so, we obviously have a lot of guys that haven't played up there, haven't played in these type of games, but at the end of the day, it's just another football game.
When you flip in tape of them and take a look at them, they pretty much stay the course. I mean, they've got a philosophy of how they're going to play. Defensively, they're doing the same things.
Yeah, I think that's one thing is they're just sound at what they do. And, they've done a great job, obviously, going against the pass. I mean, I think they're number one in yards per game. And so, I think they're just playing really sound defense right now and running the ball and making tackles when they need to.
Much as their defense does the same things, they have a lot of new personnel. They've gotten really young the last couple of years. Does that kind of make it a little more of a challenge? Because usually in these games, those guys, they know you. But now there's a lot of new parts that they have this year that maybe you can. I don't know if that's an advantage or how you view that.
Yeah. There's some guys that have been around and some new guys playing. And, for us, we obviously know the guys that have been there for a while. But I feel like with what they do, they can just plug guys in. And, obviously they're having the production, statistically. And so, I wouldn't say it's an advantage or disadvantage. It's hard to tell.
With that youth come speed, the Bengals got younger and faster. Pittsburgh looks like they've gotten faster. I watched them. They look faster defensively. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think they play really fast. And like I said, if you check the ball down, then you see a bunch of guys running the ball and going to make the tackle. So I think you definitely see their speed.
When you play the Steelers, is it especially important for this team to stay in character, to play your game and not get kind of caught up in the way they play?
Yeah, that's how you go into every game. You want to play your game. You want to do what you do. And, that's obviously how the game's going and the flow of the game will kind of determine, how things get called. But at the end of the day, you want to be who you are.
Even more so this particular game, maybe because of what's happened in the past and the way the Steelers play football.
Yeah, you can't worry about what's happened. You just, like I said, you just got to go play.
There's a overall tone, I guess, where the coaches tell you guys it's just another game. It always seems like sometimes you guys are more cautious going into this week based in terms of what you say to us and things like that. And is there any tension this week? Do the coaches treat it any differently?
No. I've, at the end of the day, this one counts the same as every other one. We've played Baltimore. We've played Cleveland. And now we're playing the Steelers, and it's the same thing. They all of them count the same, and so it's just how you have to look at it. Obviously, we've had some good games against each other, some hard fought games, but at the end of the day, it still counts one.
With that said, with respect to the division, they're 2-0 in the division. You guys are 1-1, so if you can pull this thing off, all of a sudden, same division record.
Yeah, it would be. I think where we're at now, we want to keep doing what we've been doing. We've won the last two. We want to keep that going, and this would be a big win for us.
The games that you guys have won up there, they're all they always seem to look the same. They're just these just all-out wars where it seems scraping for points is the way that you do it. Do you have to take that into account going into this? So it's always about just making sure you're finding ways to get every little point wherever you can and knowing that that's the type of game that this typically is.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of how our games have always been against them. And, you know, if it's at the end of the game where you need to make a play or get a hold on the ball at the end, whatever it may be. And so, but yeah, I'm with you. If anytime you can get points, it's big.
When you're playing against a good opponent, whether it be this team, Patriots, or whatever, and you're quarterbacking against them, there's always that fine line between cutting it loose and, you know, making sure before you cut it loose. You know what I mean? It's like, is that hole big enough? Do you even take that more into consideration? Like, more games are lost than won in the NFL by mistakes than by big plays. Do you ever process any of that, or you just play it exactly the same?
Yeah, that's part of playing the game. Obviously, different defenses do different things, but you just want to keep getting positive plays regardless of you know, what it is. It could be a deep shot, it could be, you know, a check down, whatever it is, but you just want to keep, you know, keep gaining yards, and eventually that'll turn into points.
How unique is Chase here with all the ways that he can impact the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's really talented. He obviously, you're talking about speed. He's a guy that has a lot of speed, you know, plays hard, and yeah, I mean, he's one of the best linebackers in the league.
And has it been something specifically that Bill Lazor has kind of attacked and talked about, the connection between you and AJ Green since he took over? Has been you who's been like we've seen it in the past? Is it all on Bill Lazor? Is it just you guys figuring things out? Kind of what's happened there? What's worked there?
I think it's kind of a mixture of everything. I think for us, we got back to playing how we know we can play, and we've had a good connection. And I mean, anytime we can get him the ball, I'm gonna try to do it. And so I think it's just kind of part of who we are and what we've done, and we've gotten better over the last couple weeks, and we just want to keep doing it.
When the game is on the line, and you know, potentially a game like this, how big is the trust factor for you guys who played 12 games? 24 combined against the Steelers. How big is that trust factor when the game is on the line in a game like this?
Yeah, I think it's big. I think it's, you know, making sure you're doing it the right way at all times in the game, but especially in a game like this, you want to be at your best and you want to, you know, put your best foot forward. And so I think it's there's the trust, but I think that just comes with everybody and just the way you play the game.
With respect to that word trust, first time – talk to you since Tyler Eifert's had a surgery, that you seem to, you're building a rapport based on trust with Tyler Croft. It seems like you guys are pretty much on the same page, it looks like, pretty quickly.
Yeah, and Tyler, he guy that works really hard, and you know, for him, I feel like before he even you know, had been playing as much as he had with Tyler Eifert being out, I feel like he didn't get enough credit for what he's been able to do and what he can do. And I think we're starting to see what he can do. And he's a guy that's reliable. And we've been able to see that the last couple of weeks.
You've talked to Eifert since the surgery?
I have, yeah.
What do you say to him? I mean, it's kind of just been an unfortunate couple of years for him.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I said, you just got to get healthy, man. It's like, that's the biggest thing. You got to worry about yourself and get healthy and, you know, let everything else kind of fall where it falls. But, you know, it's tough for him. I feel for him. It's, you know, like you said, he's had the injuries that have held him back with a lot of games and a lot of chances to play. And it's tough. But I think the biggest thing you can do is just try to get his body feeling right.
See as much chemistry as you've had with a player in the red zone as anybody you've played with. I mean, you guys seem to have a really special rapport down there when you played together.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a good route runner, and he's got a great feel for getting open. And so I mean, he made it easier for me. And you get a target like that who's tall, can jump, and you know, we're able to put a lot of good plays together, especially down there in the red zone.